From Spark and Anvil and MeasureQuest, this is Bevel in Chapter 1 of the MeasureQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
A student was measuring an angle wrong and getting more sure of the wrong answer with every long arm she drew. She'd made a big open V on the paper with two long lines and a tiny open V beside it with two short lines. "This big one's a bigger angle," she said. "Obviously, the lines are way longer." "Are they, though?" said Bevel, swiveling one eye toward the paper while the other stayed on his tee. He was a chameleon, slow and deliberate, his eyes turning independently in every direction, a protractor tucked behind one like a jeweler's loop. "Length is Rod's job, one number along a line. I don't measure the lines. I measure the turn between them." He laid his protractor over the big V, then the tiny V. "Same turn, 30 degrees both. You made the arms longer, not the angle wider. An angle doesn't get bigger just because you gave it longer legs." The student stared. "But it looks bigger." "It looks longer," Bevel said, "which your eye keeps confusing for wider. The two little arms and the two big arms are swept apart by exactly the same amount. Stretch the arms to the moon, still 30 degrees. The angle is the turn, and the turn couldn't care less how far the arms run."
Bevel had learned to separate turn from length young, in a way that had once saved a rooftop. His family were the angle setters of MeasureQuest, chameleons, because a creature whose eyes swiveled every which way was thought to understand turning from the inside. They set the pitch of roofs, the lean of ladders, the true square of a doorframe, and if the angle was wrong, the whole thing came down. When Bevel was small, two builders quarreled over a roof. One insisted the rafters were too big an angle because they were long. The other said they were fine. The roof, meanwhile, leaned wrong and threatened to slide. Bevel's grandfather didn't argue about the length. He set a protractor at the peak. "The rafter's length is the carpenter's business," he said. "The angle is mine. And this angle is 55 degrees, and it needs to be 40 for the rain to run off right. Never mind that the rafters are long and handsome." They shortened nothing. They reset the turn, and the roof sat true. "A long wrong angle and a short wrong angle are both just wrong angles," his grandfather said. "The degrees are the truth. The arm length is a distraction." Small Bevel held that. An angle is how much you turned, measured in degrees, and no amount of long arms will change it.
He crept into MeasureQuest at 12, eyes swiveling, protractor behind one, and Yard, the old mentor, was mending a net by the wall. Instead of a quiz, Yard set out three things: a slightly open pair of scissors, a wide open book, and a door ajar. "Tell me each angle," he said, "and tell me what you're not measuring." Bevel didn't rush. He laid his protractor at the hinge of the scissors. "I measure at the turn, the pivot, not out at the tips," and read 20 degrees. He measured the book's spine angle and the door's swing, each at its hinge. Then he added, unprompted, "I'm not measuring how long the scissor blades are or how tall the door is. Those are lengths. I only want the turn at the hinge." Yard finally looked up. "Most kids measure out at the ends and let the size fool them," he said. "You measured the turn and ignored the arms. Sit down. You've got the craft."
Weeks later, Pip stood at the bench with two paper fans, one small, one enormous. Both opened the same amount. "Same turn, wildly different arms," Bevel said, delighted, both eyes swiveling to the fans. "Watch. I put the middle of my protractor right on the pivot, where the fan's ribs all meet, not out at the floppy edges." He lined it up. "The little fan, 60 degrees open. Now the giant fan," he shuffled the protractor to its pivot, "also 60 degrees open. The big one's ribs are three times longer. The angle is identical." Pip frowned at the huge fan. "It just seems like more." "It's more fan," Bevel agreed. "More paper, longer ribs. That's area and length, tiles and rods departments. But the turn is the same 60 degrees. If you spread them the same amount, They're the same angle, even if one's the size of a wall. He caught Pip about to measure out at a fan's edge. Not the edge, the pivot. Measure where it turns, not where it ends. Read the wrong spot, and you'll get a number that's about the ribs, not the angle. Pip slid the protractor to the pivot and read it herself. So the angle lives at the hinge, she said slowly, and the long arms are just showing off. Now you've got it, Bevel said, one eye crinkling. The turn is the truth. The arms can be as long as they like. A degree is a degree, whether it's on a hair or on a rooftop.
Pip measured both fans again, both from the pivot, and got 60 and 60. The same true turn, arms be hanged. And there was a small, settled feeling in her chest, the click of a thing lined upright. Bevel let both eyes drift back to his tee, slow and deliberate, and something in him settled, the quiet of a creature who'd spent his life reading turns that long, handsome arms kept trying to lie about. Somewhere in the memory of it, a leaning roof sat true and shed its rain. An angle is the turn, not the length of the arms, he said softly. Measure at the pivot, and don't let long legs fool you. That's the calm part. That's the part worth swiveling round to see.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Bevel. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.